So today we're doing the volume 4 again. This is going to be letter number 1029 in volume 4. And over here, the Rebbe is dating the letter. This is getting closer to Shavuos. This is Erev Chodesh Sivan in the year Tavshin Yudalev in Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is writing this letter to Mahari, which doesn't say the name here, but sometimes the Rebbe would write like a form letter to many people, but the Rebbe would like add certain pieces to each one, so everybody would get the same letter with some specialist. This is just an sample to Mahari Sheyichyeh, and the Rebbe says Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe gives him a pamphlet of some of the teachings of the Hasidic for the Yom Tov Shavuos in order to spread it around them, to give it to see that the community that will study it. And anybody who has the ability to involve the people has the special privilege of involving the many, and that will support him as well, so you will have success in this influence. So the Rebbe says like this, that it's a known thing that during the time of the festivals and the holidays that take place every year, that we repeat, those special matters which relate to it are once again sort of prevalent at that time. As for example, during Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, it's special. At that time is the idea of Exodus of Egypt and Lag BaOmer, the revelation of the inner part of Torah, because that's the festival of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And it is therefore an opportune, specific, special opportune time for drawing down and absorbing in your inner these special matters that come, are relevant in those days. And those, these days that are the times of Matan Torah, they are very special days for a special people for receiving the Torah with joy and an inner. But God said to the Jewish people, before he gave them the Torah, he says, I want you to bring me some quality guarantors. God wasn't going to give them the Torah just like that. He wanted to have some guarantors, that you're going to keep what I give you. I'm giving you the Torah, but who's going to guarantee that you're going to... I'll give it to you, but I want a guarantee. And the Jews tried first to give certain guarantees by saying, well, we had very nice parents, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were important people, they're going to guarantee us. So God said, no, that's not acceptable. But it's only after the Jews said, what did Hashem accept?
He accepted the children.
The children to guarantee, which means when those who received the Torah says, Baneinu Irvim Bad Eisonu, our children will guarantee us, which means that they undertook to educate them in the path of Torah. So Hashem says, oh, those are good. These are good guarantors. And through that, I will give it to you. So the Rebbe says, just like it was then, it is true today too. Each one and one of us, when we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, for the time of the giving of the Torah is coming upon us, we have to do as much as it's in our ability to educate the sons and the daughters in the path of Torah, and to make a decision and to take upon yourself to put much effort and with more force for the days that follow after receiving the Torah. We are all responsible one for another. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. In other words, you cannot just worry only about your own children. The effort, if it's only going to be for your own children, isn't sufficient. Each one and one certainly has a certain amount of influence, to a limited measure at least, on the education of the sons and daughters of Israel in your close surrounding environment, and sometimes also for those who are distant, or even sometimes in another country. If everyone is obligated to put effort to strengthen and to widen the kosher education in the place that you are already, and through effort also to bring this into places which they don't know you. So how much more so we have to get up with all force and to wage war against all kinds of activities which are intended, or they can bring about, to tear away the sons and daughters that are educated in the way of Torah, and to pull them away from the education, or take them out of yeshiva, so take them out from the Torah education. That is going to, God forbid, remove them from the teaching of the Torah of a living God. And sometimes it can bring them also to denying Hashem, God forbid. We know, so we have to fight against all that. We know the promise of our sages that any item that the Jewish people dedicated their souls on it, they were successful. The blessings of receiving the Torah, b'simcha v'pnimis. If you see again, the Rebbe is encouraging people to do whatever they can. I mean, in those days, when the Rebbe wrote the letters in the 1950s, there weren't that many yeshivas like there is today. There weren't that many opportunities like there was today. People were mostly concerned that the children should get a good education, a secular education, so that they can have good jobs and make a good living, rather than the Jewish education. Unfortunately, in many of the colleges, even today, the same is true. They don't teach you belief in God and things like that. They actually is very very secular, and sometimes the ideas that they have there is opposed to the teachings of the Torah. So you got to be very careful. And the trend definitely was not a yeshiva trend to send them to education that teaches Torah and belief in God and mitzvahs. And it's self-understood that if you don't start them when they're young, you know, when they're old, you're not going to have, as the expression is, if there's no young goats, there's not going to be old goats, if you're not going to educate. And you see it also from our enemies. A lot of times when they try to uproot Judaism from the Jewish people, they started with the children, like in the days of Haman or in the days of the Chashmonaim. There was always the children that they were trying to, even the past generation, like in Russia, they prohibited the teaching of children. They didn't care so much about the adults, because I guess they realized the adults, what they were brought up with is what they're going to hang on to. That's going to stick with them. But it's the younger generation that they can influence if they can chop them off. And the Rebbe was fighting, and we have to realize that actually the landscape was changed by all these battles that they did in order to preserve Yiddishkeit the way we have it. I mean, it doesn't mean not only Chabad, but it means all Judaism and all the all streams within Judaism to try to preserve Yiddishkeit was based on this sort of idea that we have to strengthen. And but Rabbi was fighting for chinuch hakosher, for the kosher chinuch, making sure that it's a proper chinuch.